guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. The reason why I keep coming back to this story or these stories about Johnny Depp and Amber is because I think it's one of the most prolific and important cases that show that you can't just take someone's word for something because they're a woman. And in this case, everybody, you know, when this happened, everybody sided with Amber. Johnny lost his job with the Pirates of the Caribbean series. There were many complaints that he was going to be doing the J.K. Rowling. I think that's her name. I get that wrong all the time. I'm not a Harry Potter fan. So if I get that name wrong, but where he did the Grimwald or the some movie with her anyway, which was really kind of his last acting stint for a little while. And people were complaining that he was being given work. Everybody kind of piled on because she said, well, this happened. And of course, the more and more and more we find out, the more it shows that, hey, maybe it looks like it's actually Johnny that was in the right. And this is a great case of why you can't just believe somebody because they say something happened and they happen to be female. So let's talk about the newest scores that Johnny is winning and how it looks like things may be going against Amber in a pretty strong way. And I think it's really important. So let's get this recording. So first, so we know what happened between the two of them. If you don't, look it up in the news. But anyway, basically she said he did harmful things. He said, no, I was defending myself. It was her. She went public and said, oh, I'm a survivor. And everybody kind of piled on with her. Well, now he's filing a lawsuit against her for a story that she wrote stating that he was doing bad actions. As you know, with stories like this, I have to be careful with my wording. So bear with me. Says Amber Heard hired a private investigator to dig up dirt on Johnny Depp, but they didn't find anything. Paul Barresi alleges he was hired by Amber Heard's lawyers to find people who had been who Johnny Depp had treated poorly. We'll put it that way. And they found nothing that it claimed. He says he was hired by Heard's lawyers to find people who had Johnny had treated poorly. And he wasn't able to find anything. Depp is suing his ex for $50 million, a defamation lawsuit after she allegedly made defamatory statements in a Washington Post article in which she claimed that he did harmful things to her and that she was a survivor. But he couldn't find anyone who had a bad word to say against Depp after interviewing over 100 people who had worked with the Pirates of the Caribbean star over the last 30 years. He goes on to say, I went to the U.S., France, Italy, Britain, everywhere that Depp had roamed, everywhere he walked. I couldn't find one instance, or at least one admitted one, where he was bad to a woman and did anything physical with him. It's like he's an angel. No one, as a matter of fact, said a depreciating thing about him. I interviewed dozens of people who knew him, going as far back as 3 decades ago, and nobody had one bad thing to say about him. In fact, they couldn't say enough about his ever-flowing outpouring of generosity and a tender heart. Now, what I find interesting about this is even though that was his nature, how quickly did everybody turn on him when all it took was a woman saying he did this? And just like that, everything changed. So you can't always rely on you being a good person to protect you. You can still get blamed of bad actions even if you've done nothing wrong. This is why we talk about so much about how you need to protect yourself and guard yourself and be aware of who you're interacting with. And that if a little warning bell goes off that maybe something could go wrong, don't try to work through it. Don't try to think it out. Don't think that your good character will carry you through this. You will be in trouble. So get out of that situation before anything bad happens. Moving on to the next story. Johnny Depp scores victory in his Amber Heard $50 million defamation lawsuit. So basically, this goes on to say that because she wrote the article, I'll just read it. According to court documents obtained by The Blast, a Virginia judge ruled on Thursday that the case will remain there and not be transferred to California as Amber had wanted. The judge agreed with Depp that because the Washington Post op-ed by Heard that is at the heart of the lawsuit was published in Virginia, the case should remain there. In the lawsuit, Depp takes issue with the article Heard wrote for the Washington Post, in which she referred to herself as a public figure representing household harm, shall we say. Although Johnny Depp was not named, he claims the entire article depends on the central premise that Ms. Heard was that she was harmed by him and that he was the one that did it against her. He claims that Heard's allegations were conclusively refuted by two separate responding police officers, a litany of neutral third-party witnesses, and 87 newly obtained surveillance camera videos. Depp is suing for defamation, asking for damages in excess of $50 million. Amber Heard, apparently, only has around $9 million. So even if this is chopped down significantly, this could be enough to render her penniless. Now let's move on to the third crucial thing in this. Amber Heard to be fired from Aquaman 2 and other Hollywood movies. And this was updated on April 1st. Now, I did see this in multiple magazines or multiple online web articles. I'm old, I call things magazines. But on multiple articles. So this may actually now be true. It says the tables have turned and now Amber Heard is finding that her career as an A-list Hollywood actress might be over. She has reportedly been kicked from Aquaman 2. When Amber Heard alleged that she blah, 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 and he did all these things, husband actor Johnny Depp, his career took a dive, it says. Regardless of the lack of evidence, the media chose to believe her, and the biggest film studio followed suit. That led to Depp losing some of his biggest roles. These first surfaced in 2016, and it goes on to say lots of things about what we've already talked about. However, since his divorce, Johnny Depp has been tirelessly fighting legal battles of slander and defamation against his ex, Amber. Johnny Depp agreed to a deal with the Daily Mail UK to release a plethora of career-ending audio tapes of Amber, not only admitting to making fun of him, but also hitting him and doing other things. Since the audio tapes were released, Heard has found herself as the topic of many online petitions. One petition was to replace her as Mara in Warner Brothers and DC Comics Aquaman, and to the other, to remove her as the spokesperson for L'Oreal Paris. After Amber Heard's appeal to stop Johnny Depp's $52 million defamation case against her was rejected. So, in other words, she tried to get the case thrown out, and the judge said, no, I think there's enough here that we need to proceed with that case. When that happened, and Wynn got or news got out that it was not going to be tossed out and is proceeding, everybody got a little bit nervous that was dealing with her. So ever since then, the 33-year-old actress's career seems to be coming to a screeching halt. Reports are flowing in from Hollywood alleging Amber Heard has been removed from the upcoming Aquaman sequel and subsequently expelled from any future Warner Brothers production indefinitely. To add insult to injury, Hollywood sources are claiming the actress has had difficult time securing roles with a defamation lawsuit hanging over her head, and now that the courts have rejected her appeal, she herself is also being flat-out rejected. L'Oreal Paris, having been under a lot of pressure to remove her, said that they were not yet ready to comment on the actions. She has no confirmed jobs after Aquaman 2, and if he wins the defamation case against her, she might need to create an OnlyFans account to pay back Johnny Depp if he wins his case against her, since she's reportedly only worth $9 million. And they're still waiting for official confirmation that she's been fired from Aquaman 2, but all signs indicate the decision to remove her has been made, seeing the lawsuit was not thrown out against her. So here's the whole thing about this that I find really interesting is that, number one, everybody jumped right on and believed her because she was female and she said he had done it. However, now there are also other cases that have been filed against her for doing what she claimed Johnny did, which was being physical and verbal and some bad actions. There's other cases out there against her. So now with that and the fact that no one could find anything about Johnny doing any bad actions and the fact that they have videotape and witnesses, and I mean, it's all piled up and it looks like it's finally coming home. So going forward, she may actually not only lose her current gig that she has this lawsuit coming up, which may render her penniless. She may end up with not a dime to her name and no more work lined up. Now we know that may not last forever, as you know, because many times actors have something happen and a few years later, people kind of have this short-term memory. And especially when it's someone that they want to be an actress or actor for them, and they forget all the bad things that they've done. However, in this case, it may not be enough for her. So I predict that she will very quickly find a Hollywood elite celebrity that has lots of money to marry. Especially if she loses this case. I'm just saying it'll probably happen. Guys, I will leave it there for tonight. The one thing I do want to mention before I drop off here is on Facebook, I have a doctor and some nurses that I know up in New Jersey, right across the river from New York City. They have found a way to make 3D printed vent masks. I believe they got this mask idea from Italy, and they've been 3D printing face masks off, and they're making these home 3D printed ways to take cloth and make that into a face mask. They've also are making face shields out of like a PVC vinyl that they can unroll and make into, let me see if I can find some pictures here for you, make into a face shield like this. And as well as now, they're coming up with 3D printed ventilators. They're doing all this for New Jersey for now, because some of the biggest hospitals in New Jersey are right across the river from New York City, and they're getting a lot of cases up there. They're just right behind New York City. Their hope is to be able to make enough of these to not only provide the New Jersey hospitals up north as well as to south, but get some of them across the river to New York City. Each mask and each one of these takes about $5 to $10 for the 3D printing software and the materials for them, or not the software, the gel and the materials to make a mask. So if you'd like to donate, you can either directly donate to me, or I'm going to leave a link where you can donate to them. So far, they've raised $5,400 out of $10,000. If you donate to me this month on my Patreon link below, then every penny that you give me, I will be giving to them. Okay, so if you do decide to donate to me, it's all going to them this month from me. And if you want to donate directly, you have to have a Facebook account, which I made one so I could do this. But you can log into Facebook and donate via the link below. They take, you know, credit card, which I assume also means a debit card, and PayPal. So that's where, if you want to support me, that's a great way you can do it. The other way is to like, comment, and share. That's all I ever ask of you guys. And don't be afraid to subscribe if you like my work. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, this is a really big case that shows that you can't always believe when a woman says that a man did some bad actions. And in many cases, at least in this case, it looks like it's going to come right back around and bite her for being the bad actress. ¶¶